On our next part of the morning show, we're staying in the musical vein today, and we're here with Michelle Elvers, who is here representing the St. John's Lutheran Church, and we're also here with Bodan Tatarin, who will be performing this Sunday. We look forward to that concert as well. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Great to have you in here.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
You're very excited about this event, I'm sure.
Yes, we are. It was we met Bodan, it must have been last year, just before Christmas. He was staying with Mary Deckard here in town and wanted to be able to keep practicing every day. And they asked if he could use the piano there in our sanctuary. And we said, of course. And so we talked about, wouldn't it be great if we could do a concert, you know? And then we thought, well, concert could be, you know, raising funds for the needs that are ongoing very much in Ukraine. So we just, now that it's summer and he's been here all summer practicing, we said, no, we're going to do it before he goes back up to Lawrence University. So that's how it all came about. So
indeed, having him in the church, good acoustics to practice.
Oh, it's wonderful. And yeah. The secretary and I find ourselves taking breaks, either sneaking upstairs or going into our fellowship hall, because there's a speaker there and we can sit down in the fellowship hall and hear him, and he doesn't even know he's got an audience.
So he's got fans in the background.
Oh, yes. It's beautiful, beautiful music, too.
Sure. So a benefit for Ukraine. This is something that you kind of wanted to get behind.
Right, yeah. And we looked into different organizations. You know, there's so many, and we decided on Lutheran World Relief. We already do quilts and different kinds of kits that they collect. They do school kits, which is like a backpack, which we're doing now. Personal care kits and baby kits. And then the personal care is like a towel, washcloth, soap, nail clippers, things like that. And the baby kits, you know, cloth diapers, the essential clothing and that a baby might need. And that's one thing that will be used with the funds. They ship all these kits over. A lot of churches around the United States do these kits every year. But in addition, they also supply medical supplies and provide shelter and food both in Ukraine and for the refugees, mainly women and children, who have fled to Poland from the war. And so knowing them already, trusting them, and knowing that if you designate 100% of the funds raised to a certain area, they send it there. We thought that would be the best organization to use. So that's what we're going to be doing with the funds.
Members of your congregation actually put the kits together?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Right, exactly. The boxes are beginning to fill up. They usually get sent out to the train stations and different places where they're going to be shipped up, trucks and that. They get shipped up to Minnesota and then a big warehouse out there. And then from there, they get shipped out for where they're needed around the world. And right now, we're putting together the baby care kits, the personal care kits, and the school kits. Right now is our drive. And the women and people at church are really busy putting all those together. So
it's one thing to hear about things going on across the world, but then you know somebody like Bodan.
Yes.
It kind of brings it home, doesn't it?
Right. And what I'm really excited about is he's picked a music from Ukrainian composers, so we'll get exposed to some Ukrainian culture too. So that's really kind of exciting for us here in Richland Center.
Well, Bodan, welcome to Richland Center. Thanks for joining us on the morning show. We appreciate that.
Thank you for inviting me here. And that's my first time doing it, so thank you.
You've been practicing at the church this summer. How's it been going?
Oh, it's been going pretty good. I really like the piano and the chance of practicing, like to practice there, actually, to enjoy the acoustics and like the atmosphere, if I can say so.
So how did it come to be that you came to Richland Center then? How did it come to be that you're in our town?
Oh, because I'm staying here over the summer with Mary Deckard, who had a leading role in getting me here, and he is a really good friend of mine and my family. So yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm just staying here over the summer and waiting for the fall to come to go back to the university.
And where do you go to college at?
In Appleton, it's a Lawrence University.
Okay. And studying music?
Music, yeah, piano performance.
How long have you been playing piano?
Oh, I think it's been 13 years this year.
My goodness. So pretty much all your life, right?
Yeah, I could say so. From the age of 5 or 6, I can't really remember.
Do you remember that moment when you were at the piano, you know, were you able to play something by ear right away, or how did it come to be that, you know, you had an interest and people saw that in you?
Oh, that was fun because my grandmother had a piano in her house, so I just you would sit there and try to play different silly melodies, and that's how they decided to get me there to the music school. And I liked it, but I've never considered it to be like my goal in life. It was more like a hobby until the age of 16, probably, when I decided to go further and enter the music college. That's how it all started.
At what point did you learn to read music?
To read, I think at the college, mostly, because we had a different class when you just sit and read the music you don't know, you've never seen before.
I see. So being here, and I'm guessing you can't avoid hearing the news, things that are going on in your country. How tough is that?
Like hearing the news and stuff? Oh, it's pretty difficult. Mostly because I can't do anything about it. I just can hear. I can listen to the news. I can read the news. I can donate some money, but that's it. And I'm mostly useless. I could say so it's pretty difficult.
Do you have connection with your relatives and your loved ones?
Oh, yes, we do have connection. We try to call, we try to communicate almost every day. They send me pictures, they send me some news, we talk a lot, so yeah.
And how are they doing?
Oh, they're pretty good, because I live in a western part of Ukraine, closer to the Polish border, so it's pretty calm over there. They still got some bombing from time to time, but it's not that bad as in the eastern part of Ukraine.
I see, okay. And some relatives have moved to Poland then, in other words?
No, none of my close relatives, but some of my cousins moved to Poland, and yeah, but closer family, my grandparents, my parents, my uncles, they stayed in Ukraine.
Are you impressed by the support that you're getting from people, not only in Richland Center, but across the world?
Oh, yeah, I am. Everybody's so kind when they hear I'm from Ukraine. Everybody sympathizes. They support me whenever I want to talk to, yes, everybody's so nice.
For you, Bohdan, though, I'm guessing the best escape is in the music, isn't it?
I could say so. Because, yeah, but even when I play something, sometimes, especially the Ukrainian music, the music of Ukrainian composers, I always think of Ukraine, of its landscapes, of its history, so it kind of brings me back home.
Tell me about Ukrainian composers and what you'll be playing on Sunday. What's unique about the music you'll play?
Unique? I don't know what's unique. They use a lot of Ukrainian folk songs in their pieces. And the most interesting part is that they're underestimated, they're underrated, and nobody knows about them. Everybody knows about Polish composers, Russian composers, nobody knows about others because we were occupied by either of them. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but we've got a lot of different, very interesting, from the point of view of a musician, they are very interesting to perform and to learn, because I have a piece, it's called A Ukrainian Rhapsody by Mykola Lysenko, and it's a treasure, pure treasure for me, because it's got all those Ukrainian folk motifs, songs in it, and it tries to imitate the Ukrainian folk instrument, and it was quite a discovery for me, because I was it makes sense, because usually those songs were performed on a Ukrainian folk instrument, it's called kobza, so it's a string instrument similar to guitar, but a little bit different, really different, actually. So, yeah, it was a discovery for me, and it's really very interesting to work on it.
Do any of the pieces have words? I mean, not that you'll be singing, but it's all instrumental music.
Yes, mostly they're for the piano, but there's one song which I would like to perform at the very end of the concert, because I just like it. It's a very small one, short song, but I just like the melody, I just like the lyrics. I won't be singing anything, just the melody and the piano.
Uh-huh. Do you normally sing, though, or has it always been instrumental for you?
Oh, I think for myself.
Okay.
Because I enjoy it. I just like it when I drive a car somewhere, and when I go for a walk, I can sing. But yeah, I don't usually sing along the piano.
Okay. So you're studying here. What's your goal? Where would you like to be in the future as far as musically or for career?
Yeah, musically, I think I would like to be a performer to popularize, is it even a word, mm-hmm. Ukrainian music, because as I said, it's underestimated, it's underrated, it's not popular, nobody knows about it here, in the West, and even in Ukraine, not a lot of people know about it. So Yeah, I think that's my goal.
I think the key to making any song popular is to perhaps get it used in a movie soundtrack or a commercial someday.
Probably, or just perform it really well.
Have a hit with it, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a goal to possibly record a piece, maybe do an album someday?
That would be really nice, but I haven't composed my own pieces yet, but it would be nice to just gather like a few Ukrainian pieces and to like perform them really, really well and post them somewhere, because, yeah, why not? They're worth it.
And when you're here, you're probably using and learning composers from all over the world, though, aren't you?
Mostly no, because when I arrived here, I had a Ukrainian piece in my repertoire, and my professor said, like, it's so good, like, we don't know anything about Ukrainian composers, about this kind of music, so yeah, try to learn as much as possible, try to learn those pieces as much as possible, because it's something like completely new for us, for like here, for people in the US. So he asked me to learn Ukrainian pieces more.
I see.
Yeah,
you're actually educating your professor a little bit about
kind of, yeah,
music from your region then. But otherwise, you probably play a lot of American composers.
I've never actually played any of American composers. Mostly they are from Europe, because I play mostly classic and late romantic music, like from 1860s, 1900s. So yeah.
You have that kind of music on your personal listening device, your iPad or anything like that?
No, nothing.
No?
No.
You're not walking down the street with headphones on listening to that?
No.
The music is more in your head then, in other words.
Yep.
That's amazing. Well, so as you play, you're just looking forward to an audience on Sunday, I'm sure, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. Because the goal of this concert for me is to popularize, to like to
bring awareness,
yeah, mm-hmm. about the Ukrainian music, about us, about like that we still exist, that the thing is going on, the war is going on, like, and yeah, to let people know that we are still here, we need your help, and just yeah.
And that's got to be gratifying to know that people are helping in all of these ways, like Michelle talked about,
yeah,
too,
absolutely.
Isn't it? Yeah. We'll come back with more in the morning show about the classical piano concert coming up on Sunday at St. John's Lutheran Church. We'll be back with more in the morning show in a moment. Don Tataran and Michelle Elfer is in our studios today to talk about the upcoming classical concert. Michelle, a great opportunity for local folks to help out.
And to learn a little bit more about Ukrainian music is what was one of the goals that Bolden had. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity. I can attest to that it's really extremely beautiful music. And also it's, you know, just the generosity of this community is amazing, and here's a chance to help a young man be able to raise even more money than he could give, than we could all give as a community together. You know, it's a free will offering, so whatever you can give would be greatly appreciated. And we'll have a reception afterwards with a bunch of cookies and stuff, and just a chance to meet each other and to greet Bolden and learn a little bit more about him too. So
great that your church is hosting this. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, no, it's been great, and we'd love to be able to help out and to do more things. So,
indeed. And just as you mentioned, to get that sneak preview, to hear that beautiful music coming from your sanctuary, that's got to be impressive.
Yeah, it has been. Listening to him practice and everything throughout the summer, it's been wonderful, and it's so fun to be able to put this together so that others in the community can hear this music and, you know, have a chance, in addition to our prayers and, you know, concerns for Ukraine, you know, contribute something that we know will go directly there and help people most in need with the necessities and medical supplies, shelter, and that kind of thing. So,
anything else coming up this year that you'd like to talk about for St. John's?
We do. I mean, music is one of the things we like to feature there. We have an annual Christmas cantata that will be coming up like the third weekend, usually in December, the weekend before the Christmas weekend is usually when we do it. I don't want to say the date yet because it's not set, but it'll be a Saturday night and Sunday. I was already talking to our organist there. You know, throughout the summer, our organist has been having youth play. In fact, the next two Sundays, this Sunday next, we have two youth that have composed their own songs that are going to be playing. And I just think that's fabulous.
That is.
Yeah, especially a young man next week. He's composed a piece that he'll be playing is in my confirmation class. So I'm very excited. I've heard it online, so I'm excited to hear it live. So yeah, we like to make a joyful noise to the Lord and praise God in music too. So it's been fun in all kinds of music.
Well, we hope a lot of folks will show up Sunday for the upcoming classical piano concert. Well, Don, I want to compliment you. Your English is outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
And you've only learned it, what, within the last few months?
Like, no, more like a year. I started learning it, I think, in April of last year when I found out I would be coming here. So, and my mother helped me with it. Mostly, like, actually, yeah, she helped me with it. And then I did a great job.
You did. I'm amazed. So that was only a short time. Now, your mother had been in Richland Center as an exchange student, is
yes,
that right?
25 years ago, and she was a student at UW Richland here for a year.
Okay. So she spoke highly of the area then.
Yes, she did.
She said good things about it. For your relatives back home, now, do they get a chance? Is it going to be live streamed, or can they watch it back there? We figure that out yet?
We will be recording it so he can send it home and he can have a DVD or CD of it. So you'll have that. So, yeah.
Good. They're pulling for you back home. Are they aware that that you're doing the concert?
The concert, yes, of course. They were the first people I gave. I let them know. Yeah.
You told them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's so. You're looking forward to it. Do you get nervous
Before the concert? No. Like
nope.
No. Not usually. I don't have this feeling like, oh my God, what I'm supposed to do, until I sit in front of the piano. And then I start shaking, like, yeah, for maybe first 20 seconds, and then it just flows.
Do you look at music? Or is it all?
Sometimes. Yeah, because there are new pieces I just learned, or I'm still learning, so I'll have to read the music.
It's great to bring awareness to Ukrainian composers and things like that. And so these are all songs, these are all favorites of yours, then, in other words.
Yes.
Good. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great time. We hope a lot of folks will come out.
Oh, hope so.
It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, it was nice to meet you, and thank you for inviting me here.
Good luck to you in the fall at Lawrence University.
Thank you.
And come back and see us. You bet.